That rocks.
Hey there, good morning.
What's amazing about rappers, real quick?
What?
Be the best music. The best.
DJ Kev.
Like if we came on the show every day and we were like, you know what, we're the best.
Yeah.
The best morning show you've ever heard. Like, we couldn't do that.
No, people.
Why can rappers do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the hype. Like, you got that hype man. Maybe because they have a hype man. Maybe we need a hype man who then, because then it's not coming from us. It's coming from the
hype man. Are you the best? Especially you, DJ Khaled. You're not the best. I'm sorry.
DJ Khaled. Another one.
What? You really, really love yourself.
Yeah.
We're the best. Well, now the music.
Now I'm kind of intrigued about getting a hype man for this year. Like, we got some guy, maybe someone who's actually funny, kind of like they do at sitcoms where they got that stand-up guy that gets everyone laughing and everything.
See that's the key to a hype-up man, a hype guy, because he's not hyping himself up. Like, you can't, that's why people have agents.
Yeah.
You know, it's better when somebody else talks in your behalf. It sounds more important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because coming just from need, me, like, no one's going to
What's Wes doing? What's Wes doing? Hey, we got a new hype man. You just need to just walk around and we're the best.
Look at these guys. They're the best. Look at them.
You know? And we don't have to say it.
Look at them. They're the best. Like, hey, he's just a hype man. I don't know. I guess we're pretty good.
Maybe they are. Like, they're not saying it. Maybe somebody else is saying it.
If someone else is saying it, maybe it's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's the whole idea around a hype man.
Took us 6.5 years to figure this out. We figured it out. We're good to go. Anyway. We're the best.
The third character on the show.
We're the best. Yeah, just a hype man. Just some guy yelling in the mic. They're the best. Hey.
It's a guy in the background all the time.
That was funny. Hey. Anyway.
You got to yell at people, too. You can't.
Yeah, you can't just whisper like, hey, these guys are pretty good. No, we're the best.
No, you.
Hey.
You're really aggressive about it, can you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
get all hyped up on cocaine.
Yeah. We're the best. Anyway. All right. Hype man coming soon to the Plan B Morning Show. Anyway, we got to get to it, everyone. It is time for your favorite bit, Stupid Quickies. What about this? The latest craze on TikTok and Instagram is the butter board, where you just spread a bunch of butter or softened butter on a cutting board, add flavors like herbs, different salts, honey, lemon zest, and then eat with bread. Can we just stop? Can we stop with this, please?
Oh my God, man!
It's just all these.
When did TikTok take over? It's unbelievable. And why are people so into it? And like, I just don't get it. I really don't.
Like, this is what people are doing in their free time. They're just spreading a bunch of butter around and like, wow, this is great.
You know what's wild about content? Is that's what it is now. It's not even entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stuff out there. Like, I'm just going to start videotaping doing stuff.
Put it
on the internet. Apparently, people watch it.
Maybe you'd be a big hit, probably.
You don't even have to have a point to anything anymore.
Yeah.
Just fire up the camera and do something. Yeah. I mean, people will watch it.
Like, I saw this.
You look like such an idiot dancing in front of the camera. It pisses me off.
I saw this video the other day. It was from that Flom guy. I don't know if you know who he is. He's like that.
No, I don't.
That it just terrible. He makes terrible content. It's all rage bait. Anyway, it was the tag was that this is how guitarists make their instruments look awesome. And he literally took a guitar, an acoustic guitar, put it in a vat of water, and then put spray paint on. So he took a wood guitar, submerged it in water, covered it all with spray paint, and then pulled it out. It looked like garbage. And then you have to understand, you can't put a wood guitar.
Is he doing that on purpose?
Billion views.
He knows people know that, and he's trying to piss people off.
That's what it is. It's all rage clicks, man. I don't get it. And now we got these.
It's all garbage. It's a bunch of puke.
Stupid butter boards. Knock it off. Find something else to do.
I saw a TikToker out in the wild the other day. She set the phone up, and I'm like, oh, hey. She's setting the phone up.
She's going to
start dancing. Sure enough, she started doing that one dance with the arms. And I'm like, that's all I did.
She ran her over with your car. No, that's too much. That's too much. I'm sorry. That's too far. I'm sorry. But you get what I'm saying.
I'm getting angry. We're getting angry over here. Come on. You look like a damn fool.
Here. This will cheer us up. What about this?
Stop dancing in front of the damn camera.
You look like a damn fool. This will cheer us up.
Fool.
A man in New York was caught peeing on his ex-wife's grave, and it wasn't a one-time thing. It's become part of his, quote, normal routine.
Oh, man. No. That's bad. That, woo. Peeing on the spirit, man. Yeah, that's not good. That's not,
if you see a guy,
you're gonna get more in karma.
If you see a guy chugging out of a gallon water jug while he's walking towards the graveyard, he's up to something.
That's right. Movie called that.
Take that, you dead old bitch.
No, the movie is "I Spit on Your Grave."
Yeah,
I mean that's brutal. Just the title.
I feel bad if I accidentally walk over. I'm like, oh, sorry, dead person. Yeah.
No, you can't do. How was the last time you were in a cemetery?
It's been a minute. I don't usually just like hang out in cemeteries. So, especially I'm definitely not years peeing ago, there. So,
you know, she must have done something really bad.
This old bag. I'm glad she's dead.
Even afterwards, still bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think their marriage was good. I don't think so.
No.
All right, let's end with this. If you suck in your stomach a lot, be warned. Sucking in your stomach can lead to breathing and pelvic issues as well as neck and back pain. What are you? Are you trying to impress the chicks at the pool walking around?
Hey, you know what? I was a pudgy kid for sure. I really was. And I used to suck in.
Oh, dude, I did the same thing, all right? Well, look, it's the middle of summer, all right? Your mom drops you off at the pool. You want to look good.
When I stopped sucking in because I saw somebody else sucking in, and I'm like, there's no hiding. You're not hiding anything. Like, you just look like a dummy. You know, you just look like you're, what are you doing?
These chicks are going to think I look so hot.
I mean, that's it.
What's up?
That's exactly it.
What's up, Becky? Stacy? Oh yeah, this is just
it's
me.
It's two things. You know, you're trying to impress a chick, or you're doing it for a camera.
Just going over to the snack bar, gonna get myself a Choco Taco. Then I might hit the high dive later.
God, sucking it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just get that one little fold right there too from sucking it.
Your chest is out. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing there? Whatever.
Look at this.
Yeah, stretch out posture because it stretches it out a little.
Looking good.
You know, you know what? Don't. If you're a sucker inner or whatever you call
it, just let it all.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. It's part of the human. It's part of growing up. It's part of the human brain. We've been doing it since what? Like,
I'm sure
82 BC when they had the corsets. You know, they tried to look skinny back then, too.
I'm sure caveman Unga Bunga would suck past when he's going past the other cave women. Oh, like, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Just trying to get some cave ass.
What's up, ladies? Looking good. Doing a lot of core work. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Tuesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Zhen Wang.